Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
20 years ago today, Carolina basketball changed forever. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. October 10th, 1997 was the first full day that the Tar Heel basketball program was no longer led by Dean Smith, the only UNC coach hundreds of thousands of fans had ever known. I remember the hastily called press conference the prior afternoon when students held up signs on long poles that could be seen through the high windows of the old Bowles Hall beneath Corinne Auditorium. One sign read, "Don't leave." Another said, "We love you, Dean." Smith choked back tears when he spoke of his teams over the past 3.5 decades. He talked of how much he loved his players and how much respect he had received from them. He actually had to be talked into having a press conference, thinking UNC could just release a statement that its Hall of Fame basketball coach, the major college coach with the most wins in the history of the sport, was stepping down. Thankfully, they talked him into a press conference, and media rushed to Chapel Hill from across the nation. They weren't told exactly what was happening, but they knew a press conference about Carolina basketball on October 9th could mean only one thing. After all, speculation had been rampant for years about how much longer Dean Smith would coach. There was virtually no transition, no upheaval in the program, just as Smith wanted it, insisted on it, and planned. Longtime chief assistant Bill Guthridge was elevated to the head chair, Phil Ford and Dave Hannes remained on the staff, and Pat Sullivan was promoted to full-time assistant. The 1997-98 Tar Heels, with four starters back from a Final Four team, carried the number one national ranking for much of the new season and made it back to the Final Four. It seemed like nothing had changed, except the legendary face of Dean Smith was no longer on the bench, always in control. He kept an office in the basketball suite, but rarely attended games unless he took part in the ceremony. He watched on TV from home and later confided that he indeed might have quit too early. He was 66 on that day. His protege, Roy Williams, turned 67 on August 1st and is still going strong. This is Archansky. See ya.